Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy.
All right, thank you so much. So I'm super excited about this opportunity to be here to share this with you because God's been preaching this sermon to me for, is this a good way to face that everybody's equal? God's been preaching this sermon to me in my heart for several months now. And the super cool thing is I have a really neat relationship with God in that the more I meditate on it, he just keeps adding more and more just neat little tidbits to the message. And he's like, hey, remember that? We'll think about this too. And it's like, oh, did you think about this? And I'm just like, wow, that's so cool. And he just keeps adding and adding and adding to it. So I don't know how long this will tell, this story will tell. I've never told it. I've only told it to like Caitlin and of course my wife, Nikki, and maybe one or two other people. I've just been meditating on it in my heart and just sharing it back and forth with God. So as you know, I work at Allen Music. We've been in business since 1965 for four generations, and we've been in these old buildings downtown at 215 Kentucky Avenue. If you guys have ever been there, I might have taken some of you on the tour. And the buildings were built in the 1890s, and they just don't make them like they used to. There's times where I'll go up in the attic and when it's raining and just listen to the rain. It's super calming on that flat roof, the old roof up there. And so the warehouse roof that covers the garage door in the back behind our showroom had some sag in the roof over the years. And when it would rain, it would all settle right at the end. And there was about 36 feet by 32 feet a few years back that we had to replace, had to tear up all the old tar, take all the decking off. And then the roofer was like, hey, you've even gotten into some of the joist that the city inspector has disqualified. He's like, you're going to have to replace these too. So the cost kept going up on the roof replacement. It was going to be like $8,000. And then it was like, oh, but there's another $2,000 for decking that was aged and ruined. Oh, there's another $3,000 of joist that had to be replaced. And so I said, okay, well, hey, when you don't throw those joists away, because I had this friend that had given me this barnwood a few years back, and we turned the barnwood into these, I don't know what you call it. We sawed it into 1x4s, and we made this really pretty wall display for our acoustics in the main showroom. And I thought, well, maybe I can do that with this, you know, because this is what the boards looked like after 125 years and after a lot of leaky moments where just water would get through and stain, and then they'd patch it, and then it'd break through again. And so so I asked the roofer, and he was like, no problem. And so he stacked them in the corner in the attic, and I just left them there for a while. And then I had called a few people, and I was like, hey, can we cut this up into, you know, 1x4s and make a display out of it? Or something. I just hate to waste this old wood because it's kind of, you know, it's sentimental to me because I grew up in this building, and this wood, just every little inch of this building means so much to me. The memories in the childhood and growing up, and then just providing for my family under that roof, you know. And so they were like, well, there's so many nails. So you can see all these nail holes, and there's just so many cracks and everything. And so they were like, we're afraid it's just going to tear up our saw blades if we try to run this through and make 1x4s out of this. And I was like, well, I'll find somebody. So I set it on the back burner a little longer. And each time I would walk up there into the attic, we use it for storage for guitar cases and things, I would always see that out of the corner of my eye. And I'd just be thinking, I love that piece of wood. Someday I'm going to use that. And so I got to thinking about it, and I was like, okay, so the city inspector, the roofer, disqualified this board. And in fact, there was 36 of them that they had disqualified. And so there was, 36 times two, actually there was like 72 of them, because there was half and half. There were 2x8x16 foot long. And so it was like the roofer disqualified it. He won't use it. And then the city inspector, he disqualified it. He said it's not going to meet city code, so you're going to have to replace it. And now the sawmill guys are disqualifying it. They're like, there's too many imperfections. There's too many nail holes. It's just not. We don't want to put our saw through there. It's going to ruin our saw blades. And so then I got to thinking, well, I'm still going to save it because I don't know, I just had a plan for it. And so then one day, my guitar luthier came by the shop, and I was like, hey man, come up to the attic, I want to show you something. And so we looked at this board, and I was like, man, how cool would it be, if we could, because he had a friend that had a sawmill, and I was like, how cool would it be if we could just refurbish some of these boards and make another guitar display or something? And he was like, well, they've got a point. There's a lot of imperfections in it. And he said, I don't know. We can, let me take a board and we'll show it to somebody. And so while he took a board, I was like, hey, what if you could make me a guitar out of this board? And he was like, well, I can try. My luthier is 74 years old. He's been doing this since the 1970s. And he was like, I can try. And so I was like, okay, I'm super excited. Let's do it. And, he was like, what's the turnaround time? When can we get this done? And he's like, it takes 9 to 12 months to do this. I was like, oh, wow, 9 to 12 months. All right, well, we'll see what happens. And so with each passing month that he did this, I was getting the anticipation, I was getting excited about it. And, it just kept building up and building up. And finally he brought it to me. Ironically, I think it was literally Christmas Eve, that he brought it to me, that he finally got it done. And so, which was kind of cool, the timing. So I thought 9 months was kind of cool, that's how long it took to birth this guitar out of this board. And then Christmas Eve was the day that it was born, and I thought, well, that's kind of cool too. But everybody was like, well, this is 125 year old red oak, look at this thing, it's got nail holes, it's all cracked and dry rotted and all these stains, and you don't make a guitar out of red oak. You use Indian rosewood, or you use Honduran mahogany, or you use Hawaiian koa. Like the woods for tone woods for a guitar are definitely not red oak. They're like, red oak, that's for hardwood floors, for walking on, not for beautiful melodies and harmonies coming out of a guitar, right? And so I was like, well, yeah, but I feel like God had a plan and a purpose for this thing. So let's build this thing and let's see what happens. And so so as he finished it, he presented it to me and I strummed it. It was actually one of the best sounding guitars that I've ever heard in my life. And I've heard a lot of guitars because I grew up in a guitar shop and I've played thousands and thousands of guitars. And so I knew it was a God thing. And then when I strummed it, so I thought, well, it'll just be a neat novelty thing to hang in the shop. It'll look cool it's got a fun storyline behind it. And then God told me, no, go play it at church, lead worship with it. And so I played it at the shop a few weeks, and then I finally, Caitlin had put me on the rotation, and I brought it with me and played it, and sound guys thought it sounded great. And the whole way there, God was preaching this little sermon to me, and he was talking about how this board that was so stained, it lived this 125-year-old mundane life of just day after day. All it did was go to work, hold up that roof, that tar roof, sometimes not very good because it let leaks come through and dripped in, and it did it over and over the next day and the next day and the next day. There was absolutely no glory whatsoever to this board or the job that it did for 125 years. And then finally, after working its tail off for 125 years, the roofer disqualified it. The city inspector disqualified it. Even the sawmill disqualified it and said, no, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. But God just kept resonating it in my heart that, no, I've got a plan and a purpose for this board. And so so I submitted this board to my luthier. And a luthier, God showed me, is a lot like God, because God showed me in this board each of these stains and these cracks and these nail holes and scars is a sin, you know, that's on us, or it's an injury or a sickness or a disease or a wound or a fear or a failure. You can see all of them in there, right? And so what God does with us when we submit this, the old board dies, right? And so then God brings a newness of life from that death and burial, right? And so what he does is he takes the board and he kind of just washes away all that dirt and grime, and then he does a little carving and he does a little shaving. And then you've got this real pretty, smooth, brand new looking piece of wood, right? And so then as he works a little harder on us, and we continuously submit, then we have what looks like this. So God molds us, and he shapes us, and he carves off the rough edges, right? And what's left is now this beautiful instrument, right? So God takes this just old, practically rotten board and makes an instrument out of each one of us, right? And so now you have this old board that lived such a mundane life without Christ, and then once submitted to Christ, becomes this instrument to bring glory to God, right? To lead people into his courts with praise and thanksgiving. It becomes a tool, it becomes a weapon to fight our battles with worship. And it becomes just this beautiful instrument that brings glory and honor and praise to our God. Although it was at one time completely disqualified. So the world disqualified it 3 times, in fact. 3 experts on wood disqualified this board. But then this heart that wouldn't let go of this said, no, God has a plan and a purpose for this, you know? And so God taught me a lot through that, you know, if you come up here and look really close at this, you actually can see a little bitty crack here and there that was just from the dryness, you know, kind of too hard to fill. But then it's sealed with this gloss to protect it, you know? And so he taught me through this that, you know, I was dead and buried and then born again. I may have a scar or something on me from the old life, but that's a part of the testimony and a story to tell, because the Bible says we're saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, right? So there's these little testimonies all throughout this guitar. And so he went a step further for me, and he built me a matching electric. And so this is the same board. And the thing I loved about this one, this was not planned. There's two nail holes right here. How cool is that? So the nail hole scars are in this newborn life that brings glory to God. It's an instrument, it's a tool, it's a weapon for the kingdom of heaven to bring glory to God. And so there's some scars, you know. But now the scars on this newborn life we're proud of these. It brings character to this instrument. And it's a cool story, you know. And so you can fill in the blank with whatever sin or whatever injury or whatever sickness or whatever disease or whatever imperfection that you would have had in your life. And then God just kind of carves all that away, you know, with each passing day and each submission. And you still see, you might see a little scar or something, but that's just character in the kingdom of heaven to where we have this piece of beauty. And so I don't know if you guys have been here, been seeing it, but I mean, I've been leading worship with this since, I guess, the middle of January. And so that's a 125-year-old red oak. That's from that, not necessarily that board. We have about 36 of them, but we cut a few of them up. So I want to share a scripture with you or two. And I hope I didn't leave anything out, but I'll send you my notes if you want to read the details. Because every time God would tell me something about it, I would just add it to my list of notes here. Still scrolling, a lot of notes. Okay, Isaiah 43, and I thank Pastor Richard I shared the story with Pastor Richard, and he's been a mentor to me, and he's here tonight. Thank you so much for coming, Pastor Richard. And when I shared the story with him, this is the verse that popped into his mind. Isaiah 43, 1, but now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. And so that was so beautiful, you know, like we redeemed this board, right? It was put to death by three experts. And so we redeemed the board. God had summoned the board for his glory. And 43:19-21 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Don't you love that? He makes all things new. I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and the streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people that I formed for myself. Isn't that cool? The people that I formed for myself. that they may proclaim my praise. So God makes all things new. I'd submitted this board to my luthier, and he went to work on it and started whittling away all the old, all the mistakes. So God showed me too, without the submission and turning this old life over to the luthier, it would have been buried for all eternity. That's pretty interesting, huh? So we have to submit. So, and I have this in here. I'll just read Ephesians 3, 20 through 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. To him be glory. So I just thought it was so cool that what a mundane life that board led until now. And now it just constantly brings glory, you know, to God and to the atmosphere and leads people into his courts with praise. That's where we're at.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.